For our scripture reading, we turn to 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10, we'll read the verses 1 through to 13. I've been thinking over the weekend about Solomon. We began by looking at him as a young lad of 19, taking up the throne of Israel. Yesterday morning, we looked at him 4 years later when he began to oversee the building of God's temple. And here we come this morning to another event in his life. Just a few years later on, he's still a young man, but he is really making a name for himself as a wise and good king. So we hear God's word. Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold, and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers, and his way of access by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw it with my own eyes. And indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom? Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore he made you king to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, spices in great abundance, and precious stones. There never again came such abundance of spices as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Also, the ships of Hiram, which brought gold from Ophir, brought great quantities of almug wood and precious stones from Ophir. And the king made steps of the almug wood for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, also harps and stringed instruments for singers. There never again came such almug wood, nor has the like been seen to this day. And King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all she desired, whatever she asked, besides what Solomon had given her according to the royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Amen. We ask God to bless this reading of his holy word. Come today to consider this portion of scripture that we've just read. Have you ever met somebody who just left you in awe? You know, they were just so different. They had such an effect on you, you just could shake your head and say, now there's somebody different. Don't get many meetings like that, do we? But here in this portion of Scripture that we've just read, we have the account of such a meeting. And I think that on this occasion, it's not just the Queen of Sheba who's left in awe. I believe Solomon is also left in awe. Both of these people are left in awe of each other. This Queen of Sheba has made this long and difficult journey to visit this king whom she had heard so many amazing things about. And at the end of her meeting, she says, there's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. And I think Solomon made much the same explanation about her. As I considered these things, I was reminded of our Lord Jesus Christ while he was on this earth. And he was challenged by a group of Pharisees who were jealous of him. They were jealous of his growing popularity. They were jealous of his evident abilities. He had this wonderful ability to teach people and for them to grasp it and understand. He had this amazing ability to heal the sick and to cast out demons. But when they looked at Jesus, oh, they were jealous. And so they suggested that Jesus was able to do these things only because he was in league with the devil. And how did Jesus respond to this? If it had been me, I would probably have went off on a rant. But not Jesus. That's not how he reacted. We read in Matthew 12:42, the words that Jesus used. He says, the Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Queen of Sheba. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And we already have thought about how impressed she was. She came to hear his wisdom. And what does Jesus say? Behold, something greater than Solomon is here. He's drawing attention to the story that they knew so well, and they were so proud of the fact that this queen came and was amazed by Solomon. And Jesus is saying, that queen was amazed by Solomon, but you have somebody who's greater than Solomon, and you're not amazed. In fact, all you can do is find fault and blaspheme me. Let's look for a short time this morning at this visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon. At the end of it, she was able to proclaim, there's nobody like him. My aim this morning would be that you would say of King Jesus, there is nobody like him. Well, consider first of all the reputation of King Solomon. Where is Sheba? Anybody know? Where is Sheba? It's 1,200 miles south of Israel. And on the map today, we call it Yemen. So there you are. If you didn't know before, you do now. We're not told the name of this woman. We're just told she is the Queen of Sheba. That's meant to mean something great to us. Conveys importance, it conveys power, it conveys dignity. During her reign, she would have encountered many foreign visitors to her court. They would have come to do business in her country. And they were people who travelled around the world. They traded in all sorts of commodities, much the same as happens today. They came to this part of the world, to Yemen as we know it, in order to buy spices, and they would have traded precious metals and so on in their place. And then they would take those spices and sell them around the world. And as they travelled from place to place, they would pick up all the news and all the gossip. And when they come to another place, they would tell of those things and they would listen to what's going on there. And they were really the social media of the day. And they came to the Queen of Sheba, they came to her court, and she listened attentively to the things they were saying. And she was amazed at what they were talking about with regards to the King of Israel, this man called Solomon. And it seemed as if they were saying, there's nobody else like him. What was it that impressed her? Well, they spoke of his immense wealth, the great riches that were flowing into his kingdom. In 1 Kings 9, verse 28, it says, and they went to Ophir and brought from there gold 420 talents, and they brought it to King Solomon. 420 talents of gold. 670 million pounds worth in today's gold value. That's a fair little bit of money, isn't it? In 1 Kings 10 and verses 14 and 15, just where we stopped our reading, it speaks of 666 talents of gold coming into the king's treasury, plus other stuff. And according to my calculations, this amounts to about £1.5 billion. And this is constantly flowing into Solomon's treasuries. And they tell these things to the Queen of Sheba. But then they also talk about the things that the king is doing. Verses 6 and 7. And she said to the king, the report was true that I heard in my own land of your words and of your wisdom. But I did not believe the reports until I came, and my own eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and your prosperity surpasses the report that I heard. She had heard of the temple that he had built, of the palace that he had built, of all the other things that he was involved in. And she wanted to see them, and she had come to see them. And having seen them, they didn't even tell me the half of it. And she also had heard of his wisdom. This man who is able to answer any question. What did she come with? She came with last night's quiz. She came with trick questions. A barrage of them. Solomon was able to answer every single one of them. Who won last night? Good job, Solomon wasn't there. She had heard of his wisdom. She went out of her way to prove it, and she's amazed. And she had also heard of his worship of his God. Verse 1 says, "Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord." Isn't that quite amazing? This is early in Solomon's reign, and he's still really trying hard to follow the Lord. And this woman is amazed at his devotion to his God. It really strikes her heart that anybody could have such an affiliation with a God. She probably came from a land where there were many gods and nobody really gave them that much account at all. And so she is thoroughly impressed by the fact that Solomon gives such a place to his God. And she learns in the course of this that Solomon attributes all his success and all of his glory and all of his wisdom to this God. Now, as impressive as Solomon was with all his wealth and all his power and all his wisdom, today I want you to think about one who is even more impressive. We don't want to exalt Solomon here. We want to exalt the one who is greater than Solomon. The one who we can truly say, there is no one like him. He is all that Solomon was, and 10,000 times 10,000 more. And his name is Jesus. Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. There is nobody like him. There's nobody like him in his works. Solomon did great works, but they were as nothing in comparison to the works of Christ. There's nobody like him in his wisdom. Solomon could answer all sorts of questions, but Jesus is the answer to every question. Every riddle, every puzzle finds its answer in him. And Solomon pressed by his worship. But Jesus alone can bring us into true worship. He is the door to heaven. He is the way to God. He alone bridges that gap that exists between us and our Heavenly Father. There's nobody like him. When lost sinners hear about Jesus, their curiosity is piqued, their appetites are whetted, and they have a desire, like the Queen of Sheba, to meet this great King. How do we meet this Jesus? We meet him through the witness of his people. Those who have encountered him, those who are personally acquainted with him. Because those who know this Jesus, those who have met this Jesus, those who have embraced this Jesus, there is no other like him. I want to see, secondly, here the riches of the King. When the Queen of Sheba arrived at Jerusalem, she was astounded at the extent of Solomon's wealth. She was full of wonder. She saw his house in all of its beauty. But not only did she see, she also received. Solomon gave her far more than she brought to him. She went back to her homeland richer than when she came. And for Solomon, he never missed that little that he had given to her. She was so impressed by the organization of his daily palace. She watched the hundreds who gathered daily at his table to be fed. The massive amount of food that was required. And yet, how those who went about this work were so happy to be doing the king's work. She watched his servants and she noticed that they sat there, zoomed in on his words, listening to his wisdom. How they speedily went about fulfilling his wishes. And how happy and how content they were. And she watched him as he made his way to the temple of his God and there sought to worship him. She witnessed his sacrifices and she was amazed. There's nobody like him. But there is nobody like King Jesus. Solomon's possessions were impressive, but the scriptures tell us the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell in it. He owns it all. And he takes care of it all. His provision for his creatures is wonderful. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. The daily provision within Solomon's palace was immense and impressive. The daily provision of God to his people in this world is even more immense and should be far more impressive. Jesus feeds all his children daily. And not just physically, but also spiritually. Ephesians 2, verse 10, Paul says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are his happy servants. We are pleased to do his work. We are waiting for his bidding, his guidance, his direction. The Queen of Sheba thought there was nobody like Solomon when it came to his piety, a man of faith. But the Lord Jesus is the focus of faith. He is infinitely holy and righteous and perfect. Solomon offered sacrifices. The Lord Jesus Christ offered himself as the sacrifice. Solomon surrendered a little of what he possessed to God. Jesus gave it all. His very life. And he did it because he loves us and he cares for us and he wants us to be happy in him as your Savior. We see finally here the reality of the King. So the queen had heard all these things about Solomon, but she didn't believe. At least not until she came and saw it for herself. And when she left, she's saying, "I didn't hear the half of it. There's nobody like King Solomon." Her trip to Jerusalem brought her to make some personal conclusions. This king was far more wealthy than she had been told. She went away from him richer than when she came. She had come with a huge retinue carrying wonderful gifts. The chapter here tells us that the amount of spice she brought has never, ever been exceeded. That's amazing. And yet she went away wealthier than when she came. She came to test him. Is he as wise as they say? And she went away saying, "He can answer any question. He was far more wonderful than she could ever have concluded." And yet, there is one greater than Solomon. Every person who has ever heard about Jesus Christ can't believe it until they come to experience him for themselves. As the queen went up to Israel, we need to come to Christ. And when we come to him, we will be amazed at what we find. And we will want to open our hearts and our lives to him, to give him our all. And this Jesus will prove to us that he's far more glorious than the words that we have read about him. We will be flabbergasted. I like that word. We will be flabbergasted. We will be unable to speak fully of the wonder of Christ. There is nobody like him. When I was taught about Jesus, they didn't tell me the half of it. I'm sure it's the same for you. And when I personally found him, I discovered that he was beyond my wildest imagining. The queen had looked at Solomon's servants and saw how happy they were. She had witnessed his worship of her as God, and she was amazed. But folks, if today you know Christ as your Savior, you will truly know what happiness is, what contentment is, what the desire to worship is. Because you you're filled with the wonder and the awe, because there's nobody like King Jesus. Nobody like him. He fills us with a joy unspeakable. His grace, it fills us and leads us and empowers us and guides us and directs us. There's nobody like Jesus. The Queen of Sheba visited Solomon, and as a result, she came to believe in the God he worshipped. She believed because of the things that she saw. And she went back to her country saying, there's nobody like him. But today, you've come here to this house of God. Have you met King Jesus? Have you met the one who is even greater than Solomon? We have far more evidence available to us about Jesus than she had about Solomon. We have the infallible Word of God. We have the testimony of the saints. We have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. How can we not know him? How can we not love him? Do you love him today? There's nobody like him. There's nobody like Jesus. We need him. We need his saving power. We need his grace to empower our lives. Reach out. Take this Savior. He is knocking at the door. Let him in.